Baby, I love it when you see my soul. Look into my soul.
I love it when you show me your soul.
I love showing you my soul. I don't like showing you my emotions. Just kidding. I do it all the time. So, in this practice, this is the soul gazing practice, which is like the eye gazing practice on steroids. So, we're going to.
If eye gazing was a little tough, this could be a little bit harder.
Don't intimidate them.
I'm just getting prepared. I want you to be prepared.
No, it's going to be awesome. Just surrender into the awesomeness. Yes. And if it's tough the first time, keep returning back to the practice. Yeah. So the idea with this is that our soul is actually encompasses the whole part of who we are. Our soul encompasses our body, our emotions, our intellect, and our spirit. And so in this practice, you're going to be looking at each other, staring at each other in the eyes, connecting, and then slowly peeling back these layers of the onion that we are until we arrive all the way at the spirit.
I think what's really interesting about this is as you're sitting there, you can actually position your heart into more vulnerability and into more nakedness. Mm-hmm. As you're just sitting there, you're not physically doing anything.
That comes.
You're not even saying anything. It's just a
It's just a posture.
Thank you for that word.
It's an intention that you set.
Yeah.
That I'm willing to be seen. Not only am I willing to see my partner mm-hmm. on all these different levels of depth, but I am willing to be seen at all of these different levels of depth.
So be willing. Allow yourself to be seen. And then as you gaze,
keep letting down your guard.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Keep letting down your guard. Keep reminding yourself that it's safe to let down your guard. It's safe to be seen. Mm-hmm. And it's really beautiful, and it can feel scary maybe to have someone, even the person you love the most in the world, see your emotional state or see your energetic state. Mm-hmm. But it's beautiful.
Your rawness.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. It's really beautiful.
So you probably heard the saying, we aren't human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Yes, Ron Cecil?
Are we human or are we dancers?
We are definitely dancers. And this is the exercise where you get to go there. Where you get to go there and remember that you are a spiritual being. You are tiny dancers together on the bed. Having a sacred experience.
It is great.
No more words. There you go. Have at it.